Damon, thank you very much for joining us again for another edition of these podcasts that we're putting together. As you know, the office working environment has changed dramatically over the last few years. For some businesses, it's kind of ripped the band-aid off of can we trust our staff to work from home, which is one part of the battle. But obviously, the other part of that that comes with it is the security that is required and the considerations required to protect not only the business, but those individuals working from, well, you know, a coffee shop, their home address, wherever they now work. So from pure cyber's perspective, what does that look like to you guys?
I mean, we spoke on a previous video about how, you know, the changing landscape of cyber risk for businesses, and we discussed the fact that it really hasn't changed. Phishing and ransomware and these issues have been around for a very long time, and it's just the awareness of businesses, you know, they're more aware of the risk, which is a fantastic thing, right? But one area that has dramatically changed over the last few years is sort of a business's perimeter and how they work. If we go roll back to say 2019, so businesses, I like to They still work in a like a castle and keep sort of environment where most of the users were on inside, protected by the internal network and the firewalls and everything that's in place and invested in to protect them and their server. Some were using cloud for some bits and pieces, but lots of organizations were still reliant on, you know, good old tin and file servers in their office premises. So, well, that all went, didn't it, in 2020. Some businesses were already adapted to Office 365 and those type of environments were able to work. But, you know, so many just did it so badly and caused so many problems. I mean, a great example of that is Zoom, right? They built a product that worked for video conferencing calls, but had no security elements or anything. And all we had the phenomenon of Zoom bombing and all these other things like that. But what we're left with now is a business that has to be elastic, right? I mean, using Zoom as an example again, everybody worked from home, but now they're mandating that staff have to come back to the office. So now a business, not only is it everybody's out of the office, or it's now, well, we got to be able to protect businesses in users inside, because you are right, protecting the users as well as the data, protecting the users inside, but also wherever they are. But again, and we've talked about education before as well. Education is a huge piece now as well, because if we were talking about this in 2019 or 2018 or earlier, you know, using your laptop in a coffee shop on unsecured Wi-Fi would be like, oh my God, you can't do that. You're going to get hacked. Your data will be... But these days, I mean, if someone asks us, we're like, well, you know, that's fine. Most businesses, most providers now, so let's use Microsoft as an example, everything is done with HTTPS with a little padlock, right? It's secure. Even if someone's watching what's going on, there's nothing that they can do. But that's not saying, you know, people still do silly things. We were working with a business recently, one of their employees conscientiously, while they were on holiday, thought that they would log into their email through Office 365 on the website. They used a hotel computer that had malware on it. They got breached.
Yeah.
So, you know, we still see those types of little things going on as well. But generally, security has got so much better. Yeah, I mean, this is one area, this is one landscape that has changed. And I'm sure with you guys, you've seen, you know, that the demand for data centers getting, you know, the investment in, what we say, the investment in tin, so the buying servers and hosting your own data just seems like a burden that most businesses don't want to bear now, and they're moving that perimeter out. It's all over the place now, right? Everything's in SaaS, whether you use HubSpot or Salesforce or you use Xero for accounting. Your data is absolutely everywhere and it ties in. And that's why it's even more important than ever. Deciding what data you have, where is it, who uses it is really super important and helps a business stay secure even in the environment that we have today.
Yeah. The points about why would you have your own data center? If you look at some of the data centers that you can utilize as providers in the form of private cloud providers, these data centers, you know, have 6 or 7 ISO accreditations, you know, 27001, 9001. And these are layers of security competence, I suppose industry recognized accolades for security that most companies' data centers couldn't achieve.
You're dead right. We've talked about this before about being subject matter experts, right? You guys do the work that you do as a fantastic MSP. We like to think we do what we do as a cybersecurity company really, really well. The days have gone of where you've got an IT manager who will maintain and run his own file servers. And it's crazy. Use experts in those fields. So a data center that's designed to look after your needs and, you know, is what you want to use. You don't want to be just have a generalist looking after your systems. We were only dealing with a problem with a business we were asked to help a couple of weeks ago, still running Exchange on premises, not really understanding what was going on, not protecting, not patching it. And so far, their cyber insurance actually has paid about $1.5 million. Now they got two class actions running against them. God knows how much that's going to tally up to. So that's a pretty expensive exercise, right?
A bill that no organization would want to, or in even some instances, could afford to pay up. Mm. Cybersecurity insurance 10 years ago was peanuts. Cybersecurity insurance now is astronomical money. You know, some companies are paying out anything, you know, from tens of thousands of pounds to over $1 million, obviously depending on the size of the problem, depending on the size of the organization. And some businesses that we speak to are uninsurable based on their mm-hmm. current security posture, hence a lot of organizations scrambling to achieve a benchmark or a minimum threshold for some of these requirements.
You are right. Cyber insurance, buying it used to be a thing that a lot of businesses would do. We definitely saw the smaller businesses doing it and thinking, well, I don't have to do anything else, without them actually realizing that that was the only thing that the businesses were doing to protect themselves. And obviously, it's not a protection, right? It's a last line of defense. It's a break fire. It's not, you know, it's not going to save you from anything. It's just going to hopefully keep you up and running. More and more businesses were just getting hacked, and then the insurance companies were paying out. So we've seen the minimum level of requirement business has to achieve in order just to get cyber insurance at its most basic level is just getting higher and higher and higher.
I think based on the interactions that we've had with companies, there is a need in the market and they're crying out in the market for a package of services that is going to cast a wide net, but most importantly, for those cybersecurity packages to be accessible to organizations of any size. So if we were to distill what we've discussed about the hybrid working model and the threat some of these compose in terms of security, if we're to distill this down into a health checklist, what would you say are some of the key points to consider?
Always, it seems to be my mantra these days, what data do you have, where is it, and who uses it, right? That is key because everything stems from that then, you know. Very, very quick example. Had to provide a cyber audit for a company. Went to see them, did the cyber audit, discovered that they had just created a disaster recovery site that in the event of the building blowing up, they would still be able to work no matter what. Then really quickly discovered, one, that they'd spent £100,000 on this site. Two, it didn't work when requested. It's because the IT guys didn't like doing it because it never switched over properly, which is fantastic. Sounds like money well spent. And three, it was completely pointless because all the data was already in the cloud. So all they were doing was replicating Active Directory logins. That's all it was, which they could do with a zero AD for a lot less money, right?
Yeah.
So that is the key point, right? What data do you have? Where is it? Who uses it? That, if you know that, that informs your complete cybersecurity strategy, helps you protect, helps you understand where your perimeters are and how you best protect those, right?
Yeah. There you have it. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.